First and foremost, we need to understand that what God's general view is of immigrants, okay? What is the general view of immigrants? And of course, when I say immigrant, we're referring to foreigners, those who the Bible will refer to as strangers, aliens, okay? Not the UFOs that people, you know, think are aliens. Aliens is just a foreigner. It's a stranger, someone who is an immigrant to a specific nation. Let me read to you from Deuteronomy. You're in Ephesians chapter 2. I will read to you from Deuteronomy 10:18. It says, "He," referring to God, "doth execute the judgment of the fatherless and widow, and loveth the stranger, and giving him food and raiment." So God loves the stranger. He loves the foreigner, and he gives him food and raiment. And why is that? Well, Matthew chapter 5 tells us that he sends rain upon the just as well as the unjust. Okay, he's a gracious God. The Bible says, we read in Exodus 23, verse 9, "And thou shalt not oppress a stranger, for ye know the heart of a stranger, seeing ye were strangers in the land of Egypt." Look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. Speaking to the Ephesian church, which is obviously a Gentile church, they weren't necessarily a people who were of the nation of Israel. These were Gentiles. Verse 12 says that at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. So what this tells me is that basically every single individual, and let's just go ahead and say it, like conservatives, right? That's unsaved is actually an illegal immigrant in the eyes of God. Amen. Yep. Right? I mean, at one point, you and I, before Christ, before getting saved, were illegal immigrants. Now, some of you were illegal immigrants in more ways than just that. Okay? But, hey, even if you're born here, you know, even if you are you're born in the United States of America, you're a citizen here, and this is where you're born, you're free born, you know, if you weren't saved, in God's eyes, you were an illegal immigrant. And it doesn't matter how conservative your views are, how right-wing you are, how Republican you can be, what views you have in regards to the United States of America, if you're not saved, you're an illegal immigrant. You said, to what? Well, according to God, to the nation, which is the spiritual nation, Israel, the spiritual Israel, heaven, okay? You are an illegal immigrant. Every immigrant, you know, and this is totally opposed to what people say, because, you know, you hear a lot of people sometimes say, well, every immigrant is a rapist, murderer and a thief. That's the narrative that you often hear. How many of you have ever heard something like that? And here's the problem with that is that they often paint immigrants with a broad brush. They kind of throw out the baby with the bathwater. And you know, when I think of that statement, I think of what David said when he's being persecuted by, you know, Saul and by the enemies of God. He said, "In my haste, I said all men are liars." And he understood that in his haste, he basically grouped all these people together and said, "You know what? I can't trust anybody." Well, in like manner, because there's a narrative being pushed, or because maybe you may have had a bad experience with an immigrant, you know, with a wetback or something like that, you know, you might have the tendency to say, well, all of them are rapists and murderers and thieves, you know, but that's not necessarily a fair judgment according to the Bible, okay?